Amp Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
Move along, nothing to see here.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Keeping your heart affected.
Come on, Nimble.
Lip sing, bro.
Where's you know me?
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. This show we like to call hashtag Smack My Picks Up. My name is Proteus. I will be with you hosting all night. I have Fighting Four with me. We are going to do our picks for hashtag UFC Fight Night 165, also known as Short Notice, Edgar versus the Korean Zombie. Also known as UFC on ESPN Plus 23. Jesus, we've done 23 of these already, ladies and gentlemen. Will take place on December 21st, 2019, in the Zajic Arena in Busan, South Korea. Yes,
there
indeed,
you go.
Ladies and gentlemen. I got
Bravo.
It that time. Knocked it out the park. All right, so let's go ahead and throw to the... I am
that was
also
funny.
Here joined by the Fighting Four, so let's go ahead and bring in Pam from North Carolina.
North Carolina, not to be confused with South Carolina. What's up,
or
everybody?
South Korea.
Yeah, right, that too. What's up, people?
Hey, you spent the last weekend in Vegas at UFC 245.
So
how was it?
I am so tired. I'm exhausted. But I did get to meet Israel Adesanya.
Oh, I saw that. How was it?
And my picture came out blurry, but man, what a super duper nice guy. Can I say super duper and not sound cheesy? What a nice guy. Oh my gosh. So nice. Oh, he was just so nice. And he is really handsome. And he's gigantic too.
Oh, did he smell nice too?
Well, I don't know, but I just noticed his skin. He has skin like a baby. Like, oh, he's just got the nicest skin. But he was just super nice, and I didn't realize how freaking huge he is. Like, super gigantic.
Well, everybody's
like
taller
a giant.
Than you.
Well, yeah, but he was huge. And I didn't, I guess because, I don't know, he looks like he would be smaller, but he's all gigantosaurus. He's a gigantosaurus rex if he was a dinosaur. But
all right, Pam,
cool.
So the real
hand.
Question is, you got the same gentleman to sing a song to you.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty much in the same place. Let's tell us about
yep.
that real quick.
Yep. So last year we were walking, getting ready to walk over to New York, and there was this guy who was a street, not a vendor, a performer, and he had a little can and, or a little cup, and he was asking for money. He was like, hey, I will shut the fuck up if you put a buck in my cup. And so he, right on the spot, made up a song for me. And I posted it. And so this year, we were walking, and I heard him. Before I even saw him, I heard him. Come on. And he remembered me. So he made up another song for me, and he serenaded me.
What's not
fun.
To remember? I mean, seriously. All right, so before we move into in bring in the DJ with the mostest, that doesn't rhyme at all. My apologies. I just want to make sure that we know what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do the main event, the co-main event for UFC Fight Night 165, which will of course take place on Saturday this week. We're also going to cover Bellator 236, which will also take place on December 21st on DAZN. That's McFarlane versus Kate Johnson. I'm not really interested, ladies and gentlemen, in Bellator 235. Josh Barnett is headlining that card, and of course they're both from Honolulu, Hawaii. Bellator going ahead, DJ Tony, and putting two events on one weekend from the same place. Let's go ahead and cue your music. It's Tony time, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Marcos from Wake Forest. Guys, I think that I just talked to you. But who knows? Who knows? And it's not South Carolina. It is South Korea. And I'm probably sorry, North Korea. It's in North Carolina. But you went to Vegas and met Israel Adesanya. What an awful thing. All six foot four of him. Man, I'm jealous. I'm freaking jealous. Let's talk some MMA.
Well, exactly. Let's talk some MMA, Marco. But, you know, when you look like Pam, all things come to you.
I got some cool pictures with Clay Guida, too. He's always fun.
I saw them, too. Yeah, I saw them, too.
Goodness.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Tony. To the featherweight division we go. Frankie Edgar, old man Edgar, as we like to call him on some other shows. DJ Tony, you've got him at a +160 right now versus Chang Sung Jung. Of course, we know him as the Korean Zombie at a -185. Let's give you the updated odds right now, Marco, before we get into it. Chang Sung Jung, the Korean Zombie, is at a -170. Of course, as I mentioned at the top, Marco, Frankie Edgar going ahead and filling in on short notice in South Korea at a +150. What you got, brother?
Oh, man. Okay, name value-wise, it's an even better fight than the Ortega zombie fight. Nothing against Ortega. I mean, Ortega is a big name on his own, and I was excited for that fight. But, you know, to quote-unquote say the profile of this fight, the last fight of the UFC of the decade, Frank Edgar is a good replacement. I still don't like the decision. I was looking forward to seeing a bantamweight against Cody Sanhagen. And this short notice thing, I know he offered his services. He volunteered for this. Nobody called him. He was the one that said, hey, Dana, I want this fight.
Yeah.
I still don't like it. Look, he's going into hostile territory, and I don't think that bothers. What is that noise in the background? Well, I don't think that bothers.
Yeah, I can hear it too.
The Korean zombie.
Just keep going.
Speaking of. Look, ever since the Korean zombie came back from his military service, he's been looking really good, man. And despite the loss to freaking Jair Rodriguez, everybody knows that the Korean zombie was on his way to winning the fight before the elbow that came from heaven. That was the Hail Marys of all Hail Marys, you know. With 1 second left, he gets that elbow. And, you know, besides that, the Korean zombie was winning the fight, like from left to right. I like the Korean champion this fight, man. The way he has been looking, he's sitting more of his punching, he's finishing people. You know, he's super tall, so you're going to have to drag him with a mat truck to get him out of there. He is really good on the ground, so he won't get overwhelmed by Frankie's wrestling. I don't like the short notice of it. Frankie should have focused on Cody Sanhagen. You're not going to finish Frankie. You're not going to finish the zombie. It's going to be a slobber knocker. They're both going to end up in the hospital because that is what happened on the zombie fights. People go to the hospital. You know, Frankie is going to break his nose again and he's going to bleed. But
yeah.
I like the zombie on the points just because of the home field advantage. In a super, super close fight, give me a split decision, 48-47, 47-48, 48-47 for the zombie.
Okay, no problem. We got you down for that one. Pammy, let's go ahead and throw to you. I mean, Marco brings up good points here. You know, after the Korean Zombie's military service, he has looked pretty good.
Yep.
And now he's going ahead and taking on Frankie Edgar in short notice for Frankie Edgar. And, you know, old man Edgar is not, he's been in some wars. What do you got going on here, Pam, in the main event of UFC on ESPN +23? You know, I don't like doing that, but that's
okay.
How the mainstream likes it.
Well, first of all, not to sound biased, but I'm pretty pissed off at Frankie right now because he pulled out of the fight that I just bought tickets to. So,
anyway. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. But
yeah.
He's filling in.
Well, Okay, whatever.
He's not saving a main event, Tammy?
No.
Okay.
Well, anyway, no. You know what? This is a good fight. Frankie
no,
Edgar
I get
with
it.
His
I get it. I get it.
Well, yeah, you know, because I'm like, okay, so now our card's fucked, but maybe Brian Ortega will fill in on that card and be like,
oh, how would you like that?
Mm.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be nice because I got some good seats. But anyway, so you have Frankie Edgar, boxing, wrestling, black belt in jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, cardio. He's very resilient, can take a hit, can take a punch, can take anything you throw at him. You're looking at Chen Sung Young.
Yeah.
What did you say? Cream of someone? Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Hapkido.
Maybe let's not go there.
Taekwondo. I know.
There's something
like
a zombie.
So Hapkido, kickboxing, Taekwondo, Judo.
Fuck you, Marco.
Jiu-Jitsu. So these guys, both of these guys are very, 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 very extremely talented. Young has a 72-inch reach versus Frankie's 68-inch reach. My concern about Frankie is it is a short notice. It's a very long flight to South Carolina. And he's been training
Fuck
for
you,
a different
man.
Fight in general. So right there, I think there's a little bit three strikes against him. So I'm going with Korean Zombie. And, drum roll, I am going with a decision. How about that?
Okay. So exactly the same as what Marco just picked.
Give me a finish, man.
I think it's a split decision, though. I know, that's the first time I've ever picked a decision, isn't it?
Give me a finish, man.
You know. Well, I was looking at this, you know, and Young is his bread and butter is submissions. Frankie has never lost by a submission, so it's kind of, kind of weird to go that route. So I had to go a decision.
Yeah, no worries.
Both
I mean,
these
guys,
go ahead. Both of these guys have losses to Aldo.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I was just saying because I was just giving you the gears because as you guys have been doing since the beginning of the show, you have been giving me the gears. I think that we're just going to have to call the South Korean zombie, South Carolina zombie from now on. On this particular show, DJ Tony, what do you got going on here, man? The odds are pretty close, I think, in this one. You know, you've got Frankie Edgar, who, as Pam was saying, you know, was preparing for another fight, you know, another fight near her, and she's very upset about that. But do you think that Frankie Edgar, old man Edgar, has what it takes to take out the Korean zombie?
Here's the thing, Proteus. I think everyone loves Frankie Edgar. Everyone does, right? So I don't want to sell him short.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, never mind.
Congratulations.
The
Congratulations.
Is, keep looking at the zombie, the Korean zombie, Chang Sung Jung, as the zombie before he went to the service, right, which was finishing fighters, et cetera. He hasn't been like that since he came back. I mean, he did obviously TKO Dennis Bermudez. He might have TKO'd himself on that one. Obviously lost to Yair. But did TKO Hanato Moicano? Honestly, I'm going to tell you guys.
Yep.
So if it's a five-round fight, I think this is a big ass for Frankie Edgar. Not joking. I think it's a big ass, no pun intended. I'm going with the zombie. He's going to finish Frankie Edgar via TKO. I think he does it early in the third round, TKO, the zombie.
All right. No, I think you guys are right here. I think, Chan Sung Jung, number 6 in the division against Frankie Edgar, number 4 in the division. Yeah. Pam, I think you're right here. I think Frankie was definitely preparing for another fight. And like you said, as we saw against T-City, you know, maybe Frankie Edgar gets, some kind of spectacular knockout via Chan Sung Jung, the Korean zombie. I'm also going to take the zombie, guys. I think I'm going to take him probably in the TKO KO in the fourth. DJ Tony, I think this one's gonna. I never want to take Frankie Edgar out of this fight, but I think the travel, the media week, everything's going to take it a little bit out of Frankie Edgar because, you know, he was not preparing for this fight. He was preparing for another fight. And I think that, you know, when you go in against a killer like the zombie, you got to be ready. Marco?
Just to be fair, Korean Zombie also was preparing for another fight with Brian Ortega.
Of course, of course.
But
he doesn't have to travel. He doesn't have to travel, right? I mean, he's in fucking Korea.
For me, the key factor is that Frankie was cutting to be a 135er.
Yeah,
and also
good point.
Process, I had to regain weight for this fight, you know? And that is why, like, the whole thing is uncomfortable for me, plus the travel time and all the stuff. All those factors are, like, a little bit of a negative for me. If Frankie proved a wrong, so be it. But for me, the Korean Zombie for now.
We're swiftly running out of time in this show.
Isn't that like
sorry,
a 20-hour flight? Something insane?
Yeah, Pam, I got to cut you off. I'm sorry. We're swiftly running out of time in this show. Let's get to the co-main event. DJ Tony, cue that music. Number 8, Volkan No Time Ozdemir against Alexander Redick. Number 10 in the division. He has no nickname. He's got some fucking tattoos on him, though. All right, so Pammy, let's throw to you. What you got going on here in the co-main event? Let me give you the updated odds. Let me give you the odds.
Okay.
Tony gave us first. Tony's odds were plus 130 for Volkan Ozdemir and Alexander Redick and a minus 150. The updated odds right now are Redick at a minus 145, Pam, still. And Volkan Ozdemir at a plus 125. Can you believe it? What you got?
Well, I actually, that sounds right about me. That sounds just about right for me. We were looking at Volkan Ozdemir, 16-4, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu. He's 30 years old, 6'1", 75-inch reach, got 12 KOs under his belt. 12 KOs, 1-sub-3 decision versus Alexander Rakic. I don't know how you say his last name. He's 12-1. And believe it or not, I couldn't find any information on this guy. I don't know what he does, but he
is.
Who
the fuck is this guy, right?
Right? He's a young buck at 27, 6'3", with a 78-inch reach. His last two wins are by first-round TKO. And you know what? I'm before you even read those odds to me, I had already picked him. I had already picked him to win. Alexander Rasic, if that's how you say his name. Let's go with the first round TKO.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, it's pretty much, Marco, it's pretty much Switzerland versus Austria crime. So that's the same, that's in the same area. Marco, let's throw to you. I don't know if we don't know a lot about Rakic right now. I mean, he's 12-1 in his professional record. He hasn't been on my radar. I don't know if we throw him up against No Time, he's going to get the win. What are you thinking, brother?
Alexander Rakic has been on my radar, and the guy is a
killer. Manuwa. Yeah, I mean, but I mean,
do not sell this guy short. He is a hot prospect. He got very quick hands. He got knockout power. And I think that this fight makes sense, you know. Ozdemir, he had his chance. He got his title shot. He got his run. This fight gets predicated on who gets, who goes first. You know, but they both got knockout power. They got both. Very talented kickboxers, but I think Redick is a little bit better. And I'm gonna take Alexander Redick. I can't say he's freaking laughing. I'm gonna have to learn it because believe me, you're gonna be hearing from this guy. He's making a lot of noise in Europe, and I think he's gonna make a lot of noise on Saturday. So give me Redick by knockout on the second round.
All right, second round KO. DJ Tony. You know, Marco's kind of...
Dominic Reyes, he's fighting John Jones next, and that was a split decision.
Yeah.
I don't see Volkan Ozdemir losing to Rakic, so I'm picking Volkan Ozdemir. Second round TKO, late in the second, just like he did Queen Latifah, second round TKO, Volkan Ozdemir.
All right, guys. Look, I think that you guys are all saying, you know, really good points. I think that this one is going to come down to, and I'm going to be kind of controversial here again. I think this one is going to be a no contest. Not a no contest. Sorry, I said that wrong. I think this one's going to be a tie. I think that these guys are going to go the distance. I think everybody's going to get the opportunity to do their things. But I think that Ozdemir is not going to want to, you know, give up against the younger, maybe more talented fighter who has that knockout power that, you know, Ozdemir's name is, his nickname is No Time. I think these guys are going to, you know, kind of keep away from each other. They've got both got big power. I think this is going to be a draw. I know that's not very exciting, but that's what I'm
Look
taking,
at you
guys.
Trying to pull a Pam. Look at you trying to
right?
pull a Pam.
I know.
Be original.
Be original. I apologize. I think we've seen a couple of draws in the past couple of weeks, guys, have we not? I think that maybe mm-hmm. this is kind of something that we're going to see moving forward. But Ozdemir
has
sorry,
give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Sorry, give me 1 second. Are we burying the lead on this? But has Pam seen what Alexander Rakic looks like? Because I don't think she's even asked for Pony.
Oh, no, I've seen what he looks like.
Look at them abs. Ouch, six-pack. I've ever seen it.
I've got, you know what, Sven, let me tell you something that's, like, really funny. Because I was gone all week. I have, right now, I've got in here, I've got Carlos, I've got Baby Godzilla, I've got Matsusuke, I've got Leo, and I've got Lucian and Cedric all around me. Like, I'm, like, you know.
Well,
like
you
I'm
gave Cedric a pancake
something.
This morning, so, I mean, he's...
Oh, I know, he still hates me.
Yeah. He was hate-eating that pancake this morning.
Oh, he just hates me. He's an ass. I get to see my emus tomorrow, so I'll make up for that.
Well on, never
right on, right on. Yeah, I mean, we've just lost the plot on this one. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get this one done. We got to get into Bellator 236, which, of course, is happening on the same day as the UFC 165. I don't think that it's going to be live because it's probably going to be tape delayed like they do. To the women's flyweight division we go. Limele McFarlane against Kate Jackson. Tony, you have McFarlane at a minus 550 and Kate Jackson coming back at us at plus 225 or 425. Let's go ahead and give these updated odds. If I can find them, here they are. McFarlane is right now on five dimes at a minus 570. Kate Jackson at a plus 435. Let's start with you, DJ. Tony, what you got?
I don't think this is going to be a close fight, guys. No offense to Kate Jackson.
Me neither.
Loved her. Loved her, of course, on Charlie's Angels.
Right?
Nothing? Okay. All right. But Alima Lay is a beast, you guys. I mean, she's like a legit star. So with her jiu-jitsu being as great as it is, Kate Jackson actually is a legit. Reminds me a little, I don't know if because she's English, reminds me of Marco Gearfighter, Molly McCann. But they can't beat Alima Lay McFarlane. I'm going with Alima Lay McFarlane, second round submission over the great Kate Jackson.
You okay?
Nothing?
Okay.
No?
But never. No.
Did we lose Proteus?
I guess so. Proteus!
I think I surprised Proteus so much that he said, you know what? Forget that. No Kate Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Somehow, well, we lost him.
Somehow I got hung up on.
Uh-oh.
Can you guys hear me now again? I'm back?
Yeah.
You are back. You're back.
Yeah. I totally was. My phone was over here. And anyways, what happened there? You got DJ Tony. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Ali Malay, McFarland, second round sub over Kate Jackson.
Okay, second round sub, and of course, you know, McFarland has not lost, right? You know, we have her going up against 11-3-1 Kate Jackson. Look, I think DJ Tony, you're right here. This fight is for McFarland to win. Bellator is bringing MMA back to Hawaii. Two shows in one weekend. The first show is not very strong, guys. That's why we're not talking about it. AJ McKee, of course, in this co-main event. I don't know if we're going to get to that because we are swiftly running out of time. But I'm going to also take McFarland. There's no reason for me to pick against her. But I am going to actually take a decision on this one, guys. I think that, you know, Kate Jackson is going to put up a good fight. The crowd is going to have, I mean, I know McFarland has not shown any signs of breaking under the pressure, but I think that this one, we're going to see that. We're going to see a decision win by McFarland. All right, Pammy, let's throw to you because we are in the women's division. What you got going on here in the main event of Bellator?
All righty. I like Ali Malay McFarland. I mean, who does not love this woman? She's beautiful. She's talented. She's a great champion. But you know what? I think we're looking at something kind of weird.
Okay.
Kate Jackson got 6 KOs under her belt versus Ali Malay's 2. Ali Malay has 6 submissions versus Kate Jackson. She has 1, but she has never been submitted. This goal is 1 KO. She has a loss by 1 KO in 2 decisions. You know what? I'm going to go with the fluke KO by Kate Jackson, and then they run it back again, and Alima gets her belt back. But I'm going to go with the fluke Kate Jackson.
Wow.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the second round TKO with Kate Jackson. Just as a fluke.
All right, but we're going to see – you're also saying we're going to see the immediate rematch. Okay.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, but I'm
sorry, Marco.
It's a weird one, but that's what I'm doing.
Wow. Sorry, Marco. Finish off – hang on, Marco. Finish off your pick, and then go ahead and never mind. Finish off your pick. What do you got going on here, brother?
Well,
go away from
me. I'm so surprised that it wasn't a clean sweep for Ali Malay McFarland, because Bellator, what are we doing? We're just feeding girls to Ali Malay McFarland, and the odds are actually right. I mean, this other chick is 11-3, but if you see her record, it's who the fuck are you fighting, you know?
yeah.
The 125 division in Bellator is not that strong. I mean, hurry up and sign Liz Carmouche Bellator, because that is a much competitive fight with Ali Malay McFarland.
Let's talk about that for a second, Marco. Let's talk about that for a second, because we didn't talk about it last week. Liz Carmouche getting let go whilst she was being, adorned with an award by the government. Like that, it seems like a bad look for the UFC, right?
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, man. They fucked that up. It looked all horrible.
They fucked it up hard. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Liz Carmouche is probably going to land in Bellator. And that probably had to make that Ali Malay McFarland. Ali Malay McFarland is going to tool this chick. She's way more talented, way more athletic. And by the third round, she's going to get her back and choke her out. So Ali Malay McFarland, third round, summation with a rear naked choke. But like I said, Bellator, sign Liz Carmouche and make a fight that actually matters. Just feeding. I'm not calling Kate Jackson a can, but she's not a quality fighter. Look at her record. She got people with no Wikipedia pages on it. And that is just the point. You can have a great record on the regional.
I mean, that's Bellator,
fighting
right?
Nobody. Exactly. And that is a shame, because their featherweight division looks much more interesting than their flyweight division. And Ali Malay McFarland deserves better than that.
I don't know if you got my message that I sent you about Rory Mack going to PFL. Yeah, I read up on it that he's, I guess Bellator released him and PFL picked him up. With a real, I guess, apparently a very lucrative deal. So he says no hard feelings about Bellator, but he's moving on. So What happened?
He didn't get released. His contract was up. And some of the rumors is that he was asking for a lot of money, and Bellator didn't feel like paying that much money. And then the PFL said, come over here. You can win $1 million on the tournament. Plus, we're going to pay you a shitload for every single fight. Good move for him, man. Go make some money. Put a Sean O'Connell. He might not work out because Will Brooks didn't work out for him. But we'll see.
Yeah.
It's only a one-year contract. The PFL contracts are seasonal. So he can try it out for a year, get 4 or 5 fights on him. At the end of the rainbow, it's $1 million freaking pot. And he's going to get paid handsomely in between. So good move for freaking Rory.
All right, guys. Well, I hope we covered everything. It was a bit of a mix-up show, but we'll hopefully iron everything out in the edit. Pammy,
yep.
What do you got? You got a guilty pleasure? You got a Twitter follow? What's going on?
You know what? Guilty pleasure. Y'all still look at follow or watch that Righteous Gemstones because it's freaking crazy.
What's crazy. Righteous Gemstones?
It's a series on HBO about this family of televangelists with the big mega churches, and it follows
right.
their lives. And I mean, it makes fun of that lifestyle and like how hypocritical it is. And it's just a riot. You got to watch it.
All right, DJ Tony, let's go ahead and throw to you. Do you got a guilty pleasure for the week? Thank you. Do you got a guilty pleasure of the week, or do you got a Twitter follow? What you got for us this week, DJ Tony?
I have a guilty pleasure of the month. I've been watching the impeachment process. Boy, that's interesting. I'll tell you, I never really paid much attention to it when I was younger, when the Clinton went through it. But boy, I'll tell you, this is interesting. And listen, one thing you got to follow Alejandra. not joking, Alejandra Lara. You want her at Aleja Azul. But interesting facts before we leave, by the way, guys, and we kind of buried this, but the UFC or the ESPN or whomever it is has raised the pay-per-view price again, another $5.
Yep.
Bucks. So how about that?
Surprise.
How much?
Motherfuckers.
And that's a
$5. Yeah, I mean, listen, we knew this was going to happen. I think that, as I mentioned previously, DJ Tony, I think that this ESPN pay-per-view thing is not working out well. I don't think it's going to work out well, but whatever. They're raising the price. I haven't paid for one. Have you guys?
Every single one of them.
Hell yeah, we always pay for our stuff.
Every single one of them.
No, I just haven't watched them. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
when
people are Mexicans, we pay for our stuff.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give you guys another podcast recommendation this week. My recommendation this week is Probably Science. That's the podcast. It's called Probably Science. It's kind of a lighthearted review of the week's scientific, whatever comes up in the week of in science, and they have a comic view on it. It's kind of like Star Talk Radio, but kind of different. You know, one of the hosts on this particular show has co-hosted on Star Talk Radio. Very good. Check it out if you'd like. Marco, go ahead and get us out of here for this week, brother.
Okay, my guilty pleasure is still The Mandalorian. I am so into Disney Plus,
yeah.
Man. Disney
but
Plus
that's
is
with
awesome.
Baby Yoda, right?
Huh? Oh.
Baby
Yoda.
No,
with the cute
no there's
baby
no
Baby
Yoda.
Yoda.
That's the nickname.
No. It's
baby
not?
No, I'm joking.
The nickname is Baby Yoda. Yes, it is. The Mandalorian. Everybody loves that show. I love that show. I watch it every week. I can't wait for the next one. Follow Tony Tiki Tony. Follow Pan and Pandora Box. Follow Producer Prodio. Follow me and Maldo Marco. Let review us. We are on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, but everywhere. Last freaking USC event of the year from South Carolina, Korea. Oh, wait, that's South Korea. Korean Zombie.
Well done.
Duho Choi, the Superboy. Awesome here. It's going to be fun. Bellator is going to be Bellator. Bellator is going to do Bellator. We're going to leave you guys. Catch you guys on the next show. Enjoy the fights.
And I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy, what's the Jewish holiday, anybody?
Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, because that starts.
Yule,
real...
blessed Yule.
That's exactly it. Happy, happy holidays, everyone. And we will see you when you we see you. And just like that, Tammy.
We're out of here. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, I'm not surprised, no. Motherfuckers. Fuck you, Cody! Fuck you!
Finish him!